imagine that a woman bit into a hamburger and cracked her tooth on a sapphire ring. Or a man on a motorcycle collided with a car delivering pizzas. Or a woman slipped and fell in a motel that was part of a national chain. These are real cases, and all of these people sued brand-name national businesses. But the woman with the cracked tooth bit off more than she could chew, and it wasn't just the sapphire ring. She ran into a common way of organizing business in the U.S., a franchise. The owner of the store was local. It was, quote, the independent owner and operator, unquote, of that location. But the national business was one step removed. The two were connected by contract. The national business allows the local owner to use its trademarks and trade names to sell a product or service. To the woman, though, it seemed like she was eating at one pretty much interchangeable location of a well-known hamburger chain. In fact, that's the point. The hamburger, or coffee, or donut, or pizza is supposed to taste and look and smell the same no matter where you go. That is one reason for Hamburger University. Consistency drives the training. Consistency also drives the legal agreement between the national business and the local owners. A typical franchise contract includes terms that govern the appearance of the store, the source of food, business hours, reporting requirements, training, and more. Why does it matter how the business is structured? It matters to customers who come to harm. The famous hot coffee lawsuit from the 1990s is an example. An elderly woman was burned by a coffee spill. The case was used as shorthand for the need for tort reform, but it also was a franchise case. Plaintiffs had to link McDonald's with the spill. So the suit pointed to the company's precise policies, mandating the temperature of the coffee, as well as the particular container in which it was sold. How the business is structured also matters to employees. In class action lawsuits filed in March 2014, fast food workers sued McDonald's. They claimed unpaid wages. Plaintiffs ran into exactly the same problem as the woman with the cracked tooth. McDonald's is one step removed. Plaintiffs have to connect McDonald's to the action of the individual local owners. So the plaintiffs point to McDonald's tight control. They say that McDonald's requires a low ratio between labor costs and total sales. They point to McDonald's centralized computer system that tracks employees' hours from punching in to punching out. These lawsuits are moving their way through the courts and on and off the front page. And these national franchisors care about what happens. The wage cases are about fast food, but they are not just about fast food. They are also about all the other franchises that surround us. This is big business. Some estimate that franchises make a third of retail sales nationwide. Franchises allow businesses to expand while controlling costs and risks. But sometimes these business norms and business forms collide with other concerns. These franchise cases force courts to decide, when should protections of employees and customers override how a corporation organizes its business? Or is it business as usual? I'm Verity Winship.